Tom Tidwell has spent over 33 years in the Forest Service working at every level of the agency. Tidwell says one of the challenges he faces as Forest Service chief is staying connected to employees across the country.
And so one of the main purpose of this trip is to come out here, meet with the employees, hear from them, talk to them some of the challenges, get a better sense of the communities that they live in, get a better understanding of what I can do, what I need to do in this job to help support them. That's the primary objective.
His schedule included meetings with Forest Service staff in several communities in the Tongass National Forest, including Ketchikan, Wrangell, Petersburg, and Hoonah. He also traveled to Anchorage and Cordova. Tidwell says the employees want to find ways that Forest Service and Department of Agriculture programs can help sustain their communities.
They're part of these communities, and I'll tell you, they're at like every place I go in this job and I get to meet with our employees, we have an incredible, dedicated workforce that I know that the public really appreciates. The folks here that I've met with, you know, they want to be able to find ways to get more work done. They did ask, have some suggestions about some of our administrative processes, things that they feel that take them from being out in the field, be able to get more work done. Those are the things we want to continue to work on. Ways so that we have a more efficient hiring process so that we can more quickly fill positions when we have vacancies.
Tidwell spent several hours meeting with Forest Service staff from the Petersburg Ranger District and Supervisor's Office. He also toured a bridge project at about 20 miles of the Three Lakes Loop Road. The 80-foot modular bridge was built in Oregon and installed by a local contractor this summer. It was paid for with $265,000 in federal stimulus funds under the American Reinvestment and Recovery Act of 2009.
And it was one of, I think, 50 economic recovery projects that the Tongass National Forest took on. This was an additional $17 million worth of work. 50 additional projects. This forest was able to take on that additional work by not hiring more Forest Service employees, but by using private contractors and to create jobs.
Originally built for logging in the 1970s, the Three Lakes Loop Road has long been heavily used by Petersburg area residents and visitors for recreation and subsistence. The new bridge replaced three deteriorated culverts that had partially blocked fish passage on a salmon and trout stream, according to the agency. It's the sort of project that Forest Service leadership has been highlighting as part of a broader policy shift towards doing more forest restoration work and timber harvest in previously logged and eroded areas, while moving away from the harvest of old growth timber in roadless areas. Tidwell sees the bridge and the other stimulus-funded projects as a promising sign for such a transition.
That gives me a tremendous amount of confidence as we move forward with this transition, that they'll be able to, you know, work on their, continue with the program to harvest some in old growth, but at the same time start to expand and build this program of doing work in second growth.
Tidwell's trip followed on the heels of a visit to the region by Undersecretary of Agriculture Harris Sherman, who oversees the Forest Service. In Sitka, Juneau, and on Prince of Wales, Sherman discussed Tongass issues with representatives from municipal and tribal governments, as well as environmental groups and business interests. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.